Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week, we travel to Louisiana for the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival and answer a question about a group of landscape painters. But first, we tell about the retirement of football broadcaster John Madden. Last weekend, National Football League teams began choosing players for next season. As young players prepare to begin their professional careers in the sport, one important person in American football announced his retirement. Bob Doty tells us more about popular broadcaster John Madden.
American football broadcaster John Madden is loved by sports fans, coaches, and players throughout the United States. The former football player and coach brought his excitement and love for the sport to television viewers every time he announced a game. John Madden is known for his friendly personality and sense of humor. He is also known for explaining football as he announced the games. This helped people understand and enjoy the sport even more. Last month, John Madden announced his retirement as a National Football League broadcaster. Madden is 73. He says he wants to spend more time with his wife and family, especially his 5 grandchildren. Madden says his decision to retire was difficult because he loves everything about football. He started as a professional football player, but an injury to his knee in 1958 ended his short career. He began his career as a head football coach in 1969, when he was selected to lead the Oakland Raiders. He coached the team for 10 years. He led the Raiders to a Super Bowl victory in 1977. 2 years later, he retired and became a sports announcer for the NFL. John Madden was named to the Professional Football Hall of Fame in 2006. Madden has announced 11 Super Bowl games during his 30-year broadcasting career. He has won 16 Emmy Awards for Outstanding Sports Analyst Personality on television. His last game as a football announcer was this year's Super Bowl in February. John Madden's huge influence on the sport of football continues. His video game, Madden NFL, is the best-selling sports video game in history. It has sold more than 70 million copies worldwide during the last 20 years.
Our listener question this week comes from an artist in Ukraine. Mikhailo Sidorenko wants to know about 2 American painters, Frederick Edwin Church and Albert Bierstadt. These 2 artists were linked to a 19th century group of painters known as the Hudson River School. A school of painters refers to a group of artists whose work has a common influence. The Hudson River School painters are considered the first official school in American art. Their detailed landscape paintings showed the huge expansiveness of American wilderness. These paintings, expressed a sense of wonder for America's natural environment and its endless possibilities. The paintings also had a moral and spiritual message. The painters believed that nature was a direct representation of God. The school was named after the Hudson River Valley in the state of New York. Many of the artists painted this valley and its surrounding areas. Some of the artists also traveled to paint in other countries. The painter Thomas Cole is said to be one of the first members of this group. He became very successful starting in the 1820s. Like later members of the group, Cole was well educated in the traditions of European painting. But Cole made a clear case for creating a new art for the new land of America. One of Cole's students was Frederick Edwin Church. His famous painting, Heart of the Andes, was completed in 1859. To create this work, Church had traveled for 9 weeks in Ecuador making drawings. When the large painting was shown to the public, thousands of people paid money to see its strikingly real style. Albert Bierstadt is best known for his paintings of the American West. He was influenced by later members of the Hudson River School. Bierstadt received his training as an artist in his native Germany. Although he started painting in New York and other eastern states, he began traveling west in 1859. His 1866 painting, Yosemite Valley, gave many people on the East Coast their first introduction to California's beautiful mountain area. The birds are back, the bees are buzzing, and the flowers are in full bloom. It is that time of year again. Warm weather means outdoor music festivals, and one of the biggest is happening right now. Every year, thousands of bands and fans travel to the southern state of Louisiana for the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Faith Lapidus has more.
The festival is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. More than 5,000 musicians are expected to perform during the huge 7-day event. About 400,000 people are expected to attend. Whether you like blues or rock, Cajun, folk, zydeco, country, or, of course, all that jazz, you are guaranteed to hear it at Jazz Fest. Jazz musician Wynton Marsalis is a native of New Orleans. Here is The Razor Rim from his newest CD, He and She. The 9-time Grammy Award-winning Marsalis is one of the headliners at this year's festival. Other famous performers include Neil Young, Etta James, Tony Bennett, Bonnie Raitt, and Sugarland. The Dave Matthews Band is also performing. This band's mix of jazz, world music, folk, and rock is a perfect fit for the festival. Here, the band performs Funny the Way It Is.
Lying in the park on a beautiful day, sunshine in the grass, and the children play. Sirens passing, fire engine red, someone's house is burning down on a day like this. The evening comes and we're hanging out on the front step, and the car goes by with the windows rolled down, and that war song is playing. Why can't we be friends? Someone is screaming and crying in the apartment upstairs.
Traditionally, most of the performers at the festival are not well known outside of Louisiana. More than 80% of the performers are locals, including Buckwheat Zydeco. Here is his song, I'm Gonna Love You Anyway.
It don't matter what you do, I don't care what you say. It don't matter where you go, honey, I'm gonna love you anyway. Look here, now you can tell me what you want. You can howl, you can run. You can leave me here today, honey, I'm gonna love you anyway. Look here, now don't worry about a doggone thing. It don't mean that much to me. All I know, I love you so, and that's the way it's gonna be.
While the music may be at the top of the menu, let us not forget about the food. Lip-smacking, mouth-watering New Orleans cuisine. Visitors are enjoying crawfish etouffees, red beans and rice, gumbo, jambalaya, and the famous fried pastries called beignets. We leave you with music from another New Orleans native. Harry Connick Jr. sings his song honoring the victims of Hurricane Katrina.
There were all these people, oh, just waiting there. There were all these people, oh, just waiting there for someone. But nobody came and nobody saw, 'cause nobody wanted to go that far. There were all these people, oh, waiting there. Yeah. I was so damn scared, I held hands with the crazy man. I was so damn scared, I held hands and wandered with the crazy man. But he wasn't crazy, and I wasn't scared. We were just brothers that stood there and stared.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by Luan Davis, June Sims, and Dana Demange, who was also the producer. For transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs, go to voaspecialenglish.com. Send your questions about American life to Mosaic at voanews.com. Please include your full name and where you live. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Just for the soul of a country. I never knew him, I never stayed. I ain't gonna leave him, another prayed. All those people waiting there.